Hello, hello, hello. This is Ishani with Mama Tano Tarot, and this is Tarot Talk Therapy. I just want to preface this episode with saying that it has been a long time since I have been on this podcast. It's been a long time since the last episode. So this is going to be starting a new season. I may be titling this episode Episode Zero, just to kind of start fresh. But this episode did kind of have some hiccups. There was a cutout of a large bit of content, to be honest. But really, I was just kind of rambling about my own feelings and thoughts and experiences, blah blah blah, and I think that it just kind of got cut out because it wasn't necessary. It felt good to say though, but wasn't necessary for the podcast. But I do still hope that you enjoy listening. I do hope that it's, you know, a still cohesive listening experience for you guys. And I definitely want to thank all of you who have listened to these past three episodes that I created, especially with me being manic. I appreciate you guys still listening. But I am baseline now, so I'm hoping that I can create coherent content now and not get too, you know, out there. So I'm gonna rein it in, keep it together. But yeah, so this is the intro to this episode. Like I said, I definitely hope that you guys enjoy. I will be continuing, so, you know, show your support, and I will continue to support you guys on back. So I want to thank you again for listening. I want to thank you again for supporting. And like I said, I definitely hope that you guys enjoy your collective reading at the end, okay? So peace out. See you guys in your episode. Ooh, boy. Man, oh man, oh man. If you are listening to this episode, I want to first say thank you for even being interested and for clicking. And I want to give a special thank you if you are not a new listener. It has been over 2 years since I have recorded an episode of this podcast, and a lot has changed. A lot of things have happened since then. One of those things being, there's a new little person in our family. I gave birth to a son that I learned about pretty much soon after my last podcast episode. For those that have listened before, I pretty much started the podcast when I was manic. For those that don't know, mania is a part of bipolar disorder. So I do have an actual diagnosis of bipolar disorder type 1. And with that, there are certain things that, you know, that come with that. One of those being mania. And that was my second time experiencing a manic episode. In my episodes, based on just my small amount of history with bipolar disorder. My episodes tend to last for, I'd say, roughly around 3 months or so. They can last around that long, especially depending on like what my treatment is like during that time. So, but at the end of the day, I did end up, getting the help that I needed with both inpatient and outpatient services. I'm sure that some of you would be happy to know that I do actually have a therapist now, licensed therapist. It's been cool. At the end of the day, I definitely feel like it's been a beneficial experience. I would say that it's not my most ideal, of course, but with this being, really my first real therapy experience and relationship, I'd say, I'm kind of just, and especially with like the, I want to say, like the hassle of finding a therapist of color that accepts my insurance. I'm settling at the end of the day, but it is still very beneficial. Even during our last session, my therapist, she said that, she's more of a problem solver type of therapist. And what's funny is that my therapist, at times when she becomes that problem solving, or when she gets into that problem solving space, she kind of starts to trigger me, because it reminds me of my mom a lot. And it's like, okay, so it would feel like I'm transported back into these moments when I'm trying to express something to my mom, like back in middle school or something, and I kind of get met with more of like a interrogation. like I would approach my mom with the intent of expressing something in particular, or wanting to receive some guidance in a sense, or just some sort of insight, but it would feel like a lot of times before I could receive that insight or that understanding or that listening ear, I would get met with questions. And it would feel like an interrogation at that point. And when that would happen, it would make me feel like, I don't know if it's like a Capricorn thing, but it would make me feel like I wasn't, the word that wants to come out is trusted. And kind of sitting here feeling like it's sad. I'm so sorry. It's been a long time since I've recorded, but it's sad because the idea of trust has kind of come up again in my life, just with me being able to trust myself, because I feel like I can't right now, and I feel like it's been a very long time since I have been able to trust myself, or that I've even had a strong sense of trusting myself. And the reasons why right now I feel like I can't trust myself is because I allow myself to indulge in things that give me instant gratification, and, you know, short a lot of times gratification, because I will like justify it as self-care, or just like a pass, I guess, for having mental illness and for having these diagnoses that I struggle with. And it's like when I am in a lower mood and when I'm dealing with depressive thoughts and feelings, I will, you know, do things that will in the moment make me feel better, like staying in bed longer, or, you know, eating junk food for breakfast and things like that. And I'm getting older, as everybody is. I am a mother of two people now. And, you know, it really is time for me to really get my act together. And my birthday is coming up, quarter century. And, you know, I really want to make the change, and grow, really, so that I can trust myself again. Because at the end of the day, I know that because I am the ultimate creator of my destiny, and because also I know that ultimately my destiny will play out as it is meant to, the speed at which I reach my destiny and my purpose and, you know, fulfill what it is that I was put on this earth to do, that time that it takes for me to get there is greatly impacted by, you know, my actions, my behaviors, my habits. And if I can't operate in a way that is conducive to, you know, the life that I want to be living, and is supportive of the things that I want to even create, then it's going to take a lot longer for me to get to that point. Because at the end of the day, this growth and these things that I need to do, it needs to happen. Whether it's today or tomorrow or yesterday, it needs to happen. So, and only I can do it at the end of the day as well. So it's like, if I want to get a 6-pack of abs, I can start working out today or I can put it off. But if I'm trying to get that 6-pack, I'm going to have to start working out at some point. And I'm going to have to accept the fact that I need to work out to get that 6-pack. Nothing that anybody else would be able to do would be able to get me that 6-pack. So, you know, I'm just really sitting with that reality, and I'm trying not to feel defeated by that idea, because when you deal with mental illness, a lot of times it can create very harmful ideas about yourself. And I was just actually listening to Amanda Seale's podcast, Small Doses, not too long ago. And she was, I was listening to the episode where she talked about self-care, and she was discussing how she had been in this depressive state, and that when she is in that state, that her mind will a lot of times talk herself out of healthy. All right. So I don't know what happened, but pretty much like 20 minutes of content disappeared. So we're going to try this again. But instead of me just continuing to ramble on, I'm going to get into the cards. But what I was saying at that point, though, was that with Amanda Seales talking about how your brain can talk you out of healthy things to do when you're in those low states, you know, it can be hard. So I, in the content that was lost, I had given myself permission to forgive myself for indulging and for engaging in those self-sabotaging behaviors, and for, you know, trying to make myself feel better, but at the detriment of something else a lot of times. But anywho, must have not have been that important, because like I said, they just kind of cut that whole thing off. But let me even also make sure that I have this to not turn off, because that might have been what had happened. So now my computer should not be shutting off. I have all my cards separated into the major and minor arcana. And what is finna happen? I am going to shuffle it on up. Each section, each suit. And we're going to just kind of take a snapshot of me and my energy. Just right now with how it's going. So, for those of you that are new to tarot, the tarot is broken up into the major and minor arcana. The major starts off with the Fool with a zero, ending off with the World with 21. And the major arcana deals with a lot of major themes in your life. So let's go on ahead. Ooh, you know what I'll also do? Before I get too into it, let me light an incense real quick. And I'll also light this white candle. Let me put some more flame to that. All right, let that burn real quick. Let's get the candle. All right. Get the vibes. All right, there we go. Woo! Feeling good, feeling good. Okay. Now let's also just pray that my son stays asleep, because it is currently 1 o'clock in the morning. And I am not trying to wake him up. So. Let's see. What major arcana is related? It almost flipped. I'm not going to see it. What major arcana is... Okay, you wanted to come out anyway. The Hierophant in reverse. You know, because you came out, I'm going to still pick a card. What major arcana is related to me at this moment right now? What major arcana card is related to me at this moment right now? What major arcana card is related to me at this moment right now? What major arcana card is related to me in this moment right now? And I am still going to do a collective reading at the end for everyone. Okay. So what came up from my pull was the Sun. And I can see that. I can feel that right now. Right now, I do feel hopeful. I feel optimistic. I feel proud as well for even doing this. And then with the Hierophant in reverse, how I'm feeling. I do feel like this relates, and what it makes me feel is that with it coming up in reverse, I haven't been kind of remembering the things that I've learned, the things that I've done that's been successful for me. Like, what it made me think about when I saw it was having all these notes written down for my brand and for the content that I want to create, but not having made any moves to actually create that content consistently. So I feel like with this pairing of the Sun and the Hierophant in reverse, I'm feeling that although I've kind of, I haven't been heeding to my, heeding to the messages that I've been receiving, and I haven't been putting to use the things that I've learned and the things that I've planned. However, the future still does look bright, and there are still things, of course, to look forward to be happy about. And that is the major arcana. So I feel cool about that. I like this Sun card coming up for me. Let's see what's on the bottom. The High Priestess. All right. So subconsciously, I'm definitely tapping into my individual power, and I feel that for real, because I've been really like doing things that have been trying to exercise, excuse me, more of my magic and my, you know, intuitive abilities and things like that. So I definitely feel that High Priestess energy. Let's see. So next I'm gonna pull from the Cups suit. Cups deals with our emotions. It deals with our relationships. And okay, a few cards actually flipped over. Hold on. Let's make some space. Right. So what flipped over was the Ace of Cups, the Queen of Cups, and the Eight of Cups. So, right now, I'm still gonna pull one. Just because like I said, I mean, I didn't say it, but I do like to, see what it is that spirit just kind of pops out. But I do also like to see what it is that I'm able to, actually kind of pull through with my own energy as well. So I'm gonna ask these cards here. Let's see. What card in the cup suit currently represents my energy right now? And I'll shuffle as well because I have all these standing up. So if any reversals want to come out, we'll let them come out. What cups card represents my emotional state, my state of relationships right now? The Five of Cups. All right. And what's on the bottom? The Two of Cups. So, with the card that I pulled, the Five of Cups, I'm seeing that right now, I am in an emotional space of I want to say kind of loss, but more so feeling the word that comes to mind is remorseful, but it's more of like I'm missing the energy that I had prior, like when I first started this podcast. I mean, but of course I was manic, but with, of course, mania, you feel like you can take on and do any and everything, like you really do feel as though nothing can touch you and you are capable of any and everything. And when I had that, that fire in me, of course, it felt like I could, really put forth an effort to create the content that I wanted to create. But now, with me being baseline, it's kind of like I have to find that passion again and be okay with it not feeling as intense as it did before, given, the mental state that I'm in right now. And I have to, it's kind of hard to accept that. It's hard to just be okay with living in the middle emotionally, in a sense. Because when you're able to feel such a high as well as such lows, it's like being in the middle feels or seems out of touch or unobtainable. And I feel like that's what I'm kind of dealing with right now. Like, I have expressed previously that I was afraid of being successful because it would feel like I was manic. And I don't want to fear a positive feeling. You know, like, that's, I feel like that's even more sad. But with the cards that flipped over, we have the Ace of Cups, the Queen of Cups, and the Eight of Cups. And what I'm seeing here from Spirit, I feel like they are reminding me that I need to really take control of my emotions, not only that, but also take responsibility for my emotions and taking care of myself. And with the Queen of Cups here, it's like I'm finally taking charge over my own emotional state, independent of other people. And then with the Eight of Cups, finally, it's like they're reminding me that it's going to take, you know, some work. It's going to take some discipline to really master myself in a way that will be beneficial and that will be productive. And then finally, with the bottom being the Two of Cups, I think that they're just reminding me that I need to be able to collaborate and work together with my partner, to be able to ensure my own independent growth. That's what I'm getting. And I definitely feel that because I haven't been, you know, relying on my partner as much as I probably should be. It's hard for me. It's just hard. But I'll get the hang of it. I'm working on it. I'm trying. Expressing myself vocally can be difficult at times. And you'd probably think, why start a podcast? But sometimes it can be very hard for me to be able to articulate my feelings, especially in the moment, verbally, because I'm feeling them. And a lot of times my feelings and thoughts, like, I need to get them in order to really figure out what it is that I feel. So next we have the Staff's Suit. The Staff's Suit deals with our willpower, also deals with spirit. So I've always seen it as like, you know, my seeing how I'm about my business, in a sense. You know, how am I handling my business? now. Let's see. What staff's card? Ooh. All right. It didn't flip over, so I didn't see it. What staff's card is currently related to me? What staff's card represents myself at this moment? What staff's card carries the energy of myself at this moment? What staff card represents me at this moment? What staff card represents me at this moment? What is the current state of my willpower? What is the current state of my willpower? What is my current state of my willpower? Ooh, okay, it fell, but it didn't flip. I'm gonna shuffle one more time. What staff's card represents my current willpower at this moment? All right. And we have the Eight of Staffs. Okay, okay, okay. And the Eight of Staffs, and what's on the bottom? We have the Page of Staffs reversed. So whenever I see the Eight of Staffs, it makes me think of ancestors on my side, point blank, period, got the team on my back. So, and if you see this card, maybe one day I'll do video versions of this podcast, but if you see this card with the deck that I'm using, the Power deck by Miss Cleo, the individual, he's holding, you know, a staff, but then seven others are just floating above him, perfectly aimed to where he wants his own staff to go. And it's like, whenever I see this, it just makes me feel supported. It makes me feel protected. And it makes me feel like I am moving in the right directions. With the Page of Staffs in reverse, though, that I'm seeing, subconsciously, I am still a little bit, you know, hesitant about starting for real with, you know, my content and my brand and everything and my business. And I feel that I am nervous. But again, seeing this Eight of Staffs, though, it just makes me feel really, really good. It's a great card for me to see in this deck, just because it reminds me that my spirit guides are with me, my ancestors are with me, and they are, you know, ride or die, ready for it. So thank you, spirit, for showing me that card. I appreciate it. Let's see. Next, we have the Swords suit. All right. And the Swords suit deals with conflicts, how we deal with conflicts and obstacles. It also is the mental suit. So rather than emotions, it's about mentality, thoughts. So what Swords card represents my relationship with obstacles at this moment? What Swords card represents my mental state at this moment? What Swords card represents my energy towards obstacles at this moment? What Swords card do I need to see at this moment? The Swords card represents the energy of myself at this moment. Let's see. Ooh, the Nine of Swords. But on the bottom, we got that Queen. All right, so with seeing the Nine of Swords here, again, if you're familiar with the tarot, a lot of times this can be a very dramatic card to see. And other readers have said that it's a card of anxiety. I've also seen it that way. I see it as, you know, mental burdens just kind of weighing on me. And overthinking as well, and kind of just being stuck in this ruminating thought loop. So I definitely feel like right now, mentally, I am, you know, kind of considering all of the things, like, you know, how am I gonna try to do this next week? Because it's not necessarily, you know, well, I don't know. It might be best for me to only record in the, you know, wee hours of the morning, but I'm thinking about all these things and it is weighing on me. But with this Queen of Swords, I'm reminded that I am, you know, taking control. I am also being fluid with the things that are approaching. I'm trying not to be too confined in a box, because of course I can't be flexible that way, and I need to be flexible, especially with one, being a woman, and two, being someone with bipolar disorder. Now, the last suit that we have is the Queens. I'm looking forward to this one. The Queens suit represents our material wealth. Can also represent our career, our material world. So let's see if I can get this done in less than 5 minutes. What coin card currently represents my current state? What coin's card represents my current state? What coin's card represents my current state of my material world? What coin's card represents my career at this current moment? What coin's card represents my energy at this current moment? And then one last shuffle. We have the Nine of Coins. I was so hoping to not get the Seven. Whew, because that card follows me. Or it was, at least. But I have the Nine of Coins that I pulled, and on the bottom we have the Five of Coins. So with the Nine, I am reminded of a reading that I received, a free reading actually, free mini reading, that I received from Goddess, I don't know how to pronounce it, Calendula? I honestly don't know. But she is Big Mama Aqua on Twitter, as well as on Instagram, and her reading stated that I was Midas, and that, excuse me, everything I touch turns to gold, and that my ancestors are looking to support me and continue to bring things to me, you know, for people to kind of pay attention. So that's what I'm reminded of when I see this Nine of Coins. It makes me think that I am getting closer to that bag, homie. you know, with putting forth this effort in making this content. And then with the Five of Coins that I'm seeing, subconsciously, I am still kind of in that poverty mentality, I guess I would say, you know, because I'm not a necessarily wealthy person. And I kind of have fears around being wealthy, but I'm working on it though. I acknowledge those fears, and I'm not going to dwell on money that I've had and lost. I'm going to focus on the money that I'm going to be drawing in. And speaking of money, you know, what I'm going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to start to get ready for our collective reading. But I also, before we do that, we're going to do a little money mantra from something that I saw on TikTok, because it's been everywhere and I just want to share it with y'all, just because it really, I feel like, has been impactful, even though I haven't necessarily seen, like, you know, the money. But I feel like there's been kind of like a real internal change with how I feel about money now since doing that money mantra. So like I said, we'll share that with you once we get back from the break, and then we will get into our collective reading as well. All right, y'all, we are back. And like I said, I want to play that money mantra for you guys. Hopefully you can hear it, because this is going to be a little bit janky. I'm going to be playing it from my phone. Don't know if I said this last time, but it is from TikTok. The original poster, his name is King Soon 4774. So that's King Soon, like, see you soon, 4774. And he created this money mantra. He suggests that when you listen to it, that you shake four pennies in your hand while you also listen to create that ching ching sound. But of course you don't have to, but I did it my first time listening to it. It felt good to do it. So of course, by all means, if you have those pennies, go ahead and add them. If you got some quarters, that could probably even do some more, you know, make some more vibrations go out into the universe, bring some force of money. So if you got some quarters, go ahead and do that too. But let's see if you guys can go ahead and hear this money mantra. If you can't, of course, I won't be able to tell. Well, actually, I would be. But if you can't, I will repeat it out loud. But here we go. Ooh, I just took a screenshot. Hold on. We're going to start over.
Ching, ching, ching goes the money tree. And every time a ching money comes to me, it all flows in so abundantly from the top, left, right, and up under me. Wave, 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 I'm a money wave. Money flow, money made. Flowing in and out, plus money saved. Debt, 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 all debt is paid. Ching, ching, ching goes the money tree. And every time a ching money comes to me, it all flows in so abundantly from the top, left, right, and up under me. Wave, wave, wave of a money wave. Money flow, money made. Flowing in and out, plus money saved. Debt, 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 all debt is paid. Ching, ching, ching goes the money tree. And every time a ching money comes to me, it all flows in so abundantly from the top, left, right, and up under me. Wave, 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 I'm a money wave. Money flow, money made. Flowing in and out, plus money saved. Debt, 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 all debt is paid.
All right. So let's see if y'all heard of that. All right, and y'all did. So I hope that felt good to hear. because like I said, it definitely, I feel like, has made some deep internal spiritual changes around how I feel about money. So next, let's get into this collective reading. Okay, let's do this. I'm sure this is what y'all were waiting for, because who cares about me when, you know, it's about y'all. But let's go ahead, and I'm just gonna get grounded for a second. You can go ahead and join me. Let's go ahead, just plant your feet on the ground if you like. Let's go ahead and take some deep breaths. Please collect me. Oh boy, I done did it now. I woke my son up. All right, let's see how this goes. I'm gonna try to put him back to sleep. And let's see if I'll be able to finish. Hey. sun is back asleep. So we are going to try this again. And I am not going to shuffle like I did previously because that makes too much noise. So we're going to shuffle quietly. And hopefully I'm not whispering too low. Because it is now almost 2:30 in the morning. And I do not have the strength in me to put him back down again if he wakes up. So we're going to try this again. Please connect me with the spiritual consciousness. Please connect me with the universal consciousness. Please connect me with the universal consciousness. Please connect me with the universal consciousness. First card that wants to come out for you guys is the Knight of Staffs. Please connect me with the universal consciousness. What is the collective message? What is the collective message for the listeners of this podcast right now? What is the collective message for the listeners of this podcast? What is the collective message for the listeners of this podcast? And this reading is going to be for for this upcoming week. This reading is timeless, so anytime that you come across this episode, it is meant for you. I definitely hope that these messages resonate with you at the time that they are meant to resonate with you. Oh, what message does the collective need for this week? Ooh, boy. The moon also came out. All right. And we're going to do, because like I said, those two flipped out on their own. So I'm going to pull three additional cards for us. So what is the collective message for the listeners of this podcast for this upcoming week? What is the collective message for the listeners of this podcast for the upcoming week? What is the collective message for the podcast listeners for the upcoming week? What is the collective message for the listeners of this podcast for the upcoming week? Cut and cut, and let's get our three. So we have the Queen of Swords reversed, the Ace of Staffs reversed, and the Five of Coins reversed. Okay. All right. So what am I seeing here? Well, first, with all the cards coming up in reverse, I'm getting that we may be kind of doing more internal work this week, more subconscious work this week, with the Queen of Swords, I'm getting that we may be struggling with coming to a sense of acceptance for whatever obstacles may be in our way. Because a lot of times the first step in conquering an obstacle is first accepting the fact that it's there in the first place and being able to acknowledge what that obstacle is. So I'm seeing that we may be struggling with identifying what our hurdles are and what our obstacles are, so that we are able to actively and effectively face them, and to actively and effectively conquer those obstacles. Next, with the Ace of Staffs in reverse, I'm seeing that we, when it comes to our willpower and our exercising of our individual will, we are going to be taking kind of like a pause in a sense. And this is again related to that Queen of Swords energy. So it's like, if we don't know what it is that we need to really get a handle on, it can affect our let me see if I can just describe it. Our energy to like put forth toward a goal or toward an obstacle, our energy is going to be a little bit off. So we may not necessarily be as proactive as we may want to be this coming week. It's going to be more of a definitely more of an analytical space that we're going to be in, more of a planning space that we're going to be in. So if you definitely feel, you know, like you are unable to like put your best foot forward, or if you're unable to really muster up the energy to actively do something, just understand that spirit kind of wants you to take that as, you know, an opportunity to reflect inward and to take a pause and assess what it is that you want to do and whether or not that action is, you know, beneficial to you ultimately. And if it's something that's going to kind of set you up for success in the long run. And then lastly, from the cards that we pulled with the Five of Coins in reverse, this energy, I'm seeing that we may be kind of dwelling in the things that we either no longer have or the things that we desired that didn't come to pass. And we may be feeling emotionally a bit kind of, I want to say, not defeated, but just what came to me was like feeling taken from, feeling as though like the universe has taken more than it's given you. And right now I'm feeling that we may kind of dwell in this kind of mental space of lacking when we are kind of assessing what it is that we want to do. Because a lot of times when we are planning for the future, what we are assessing is what it is that we're missing from our present. And our goals a lot of times are shaped, of course, by what it is that is missing from our present. And I want you guys to be reminded that you truly don't lack much of anything. And everything that is meant for you to have, including the things that you dream about, the things that you aspire to obtain, you will receive them. And it's already truly, it's already within you energetically. And so I want to encourage you guys to not dwell in a mindset or a space of lacking or missing out or missing something. Of course, you can, you know, acknowledge those feelings that you have, but do not allow them to consume you or to consume your gratitude at the end of the day as well. Because ultimately, what the Five of Coins always reminds me, like the moral, there you go. Like the moral of the story. I've always seen the Five of Coins, like the moral of that card is to remain grateful and aware of the things that you do have and that are physically, you know, with you energetically, so that you, so that you can, even in those times of recognizing things that are no longer in your physical space, you can still appreciate those things. You can still accept and, you know, acknowledge the fact that they were there in the first place and what impact that they had on you and what impact that they left. And doing so will allow you to operate in a space of more gratitude, rather than kind of feeling again that lack mentality. Now, with the cards that flipped out for you guys or for us, we had the Knight of Staffs and the Moon. So what I'm getting with this upcoming week, there is going to be a charge and an ignition in you guys with your willpower. So once this this process of evaluating what obstacles are in your way, evaluating the things that are not serving you and that are hindering you from progressing forward, and evaluating and acknowledging and planning for the things that and the actions that you will take to rectify and address these obstacles that are in your way, and then also acknowledging and expressing gratitude for the things that are no longer with you in the physical, but expressing gratitude for the lessons that they provided you with and the experience that they shared with you. Once this process is completed, that is when your passion will kind of get reignited in you. And I definitely relate to this as well. So with this Knight of Staffs, if you see the card, I'll describe it. The gentleman, he is standing at the very edge of a boat with his staff in hand, and he's essentially the captain of the ship. And he is determining where this ship is going. So you'll be able to really take the reins again. And once you have done the work to actively plan out your course of action, your journey will ease up a whole lot more, just because it's almost like having an outline for a paper. You know, like when you know where it is that you're going, it's a lot more easy for you to make that journey because you know what it is that you're looking out for. You have those landmarks to keep you on course. And then with the Moon here, I'm seeing that there are things that will continue to be revealed to you in subtle ways. So how I've always kind of seen the moon card, it represents different things for me. But one thing that I'm feeling is that I've seen it as like a revelation card a lot of times. It's things that we kind of come to this epiphany with when it comes to our situation, when it comes to ourselves. And the things that the moon illuminates are things that a lot of times we ignore during the day, right? So if you're with this analogy, if during the daytime you are only focused on things that do not challenge you, if you're only focused on things that do not question yourself, your maturity, your level of growth, those things become ignored and they get kind of pushed off into the dark, right? But once it's nighttime and the sun goes down, all the things that we have put our attention to are now put to bed, right? Now that the moon is out, all those things that we've pushed over to the side, those things are becoming illuminated because the moon is out. So because they become illuminated, we now become aware of them again. We have to, a lot of times, address them again. Or, of course, we can just choose to ignore them, continue to push them away, and wait until the next evening to just do it again. But what I'm getting with this moon card for this upcoming week, I'm seeing that you guys are going to get the assistance from the universe as well, from your higher selves, to help you determine what these obstacles and hurdles that are in your way. Because again, with the Queen of Swords being in reverse, there's this lack of awareness, this lack of acceptance for what's in front of us, right? So with the moon, it's making us become aware. It is displaying these things and putting them on the stage and asking us, you know, to address them, to handle them. So that's what I'm getting with the tarot here. What I want to do next is I'm going to pull from the Thoth tarot first, and I'm just going to do like a final takeaway of what this message is here. And then next we're going to pull from the Featherheart tarot, which is based on the 42 laws of Ma'at, and I just recently got that oracle deck. I really like working with it, so we're gonna pull what law of Ma'at that you guys should be working on embodying for this upcoming week. So first let's go ahead and get the final takeaway from this Thoth tarot. What is the final takeaway of this collective tarot reading? And we have what flipped out, the Four of Swords, and it says truce. So what I'm getting here is that the takeaway is that through this work that you guys are going to do, it's going to bring a greater sense of peace. It's going to bring a greater sense of stability back into your life, back into your own self, right? And again, this was even related to what I was talking about before. Well, I don't know if it got captured because of that whole content getting clipped out. But I know with myself, I was struggling with trusting myself. And I feel like part of this work for me, like part of the obstacles that I need to really sit down and like name for themselves, are things like, you know, oversleeping, things like just staying in bed when I wake up, not being attentive to my son enough, things like that. And once I, or at least I hope, of course, that once I start to engage in actions and behaviors that will help me to build my trust in myself, it will bring that sense of truce, that sense of treaty, right? Like with myself and my environment. So that's what I'm getting here with the the final takeaway. So you guys, I definitely encourage you to do the work that's necessary, okay? And it, you know, may not be as fun as I'm sure you would want it to be, but it's necessary at the end of the day. And it's going to be very, very beneficial, like I said, because once you do get recalibrated, like I said, that Knight of Staffs energy is going to kick in and you're going to be just off to the races. So next, let's go ahead and get these oracle cards here. Let's do two. So what laws of my aunt do the listeners of this podcast, what laws of my art do they need to embody for this week? What laws of my art do the listeners of this podcast need to embody for this week? Uh-oh. Okay. So one came out and it says, I am open to love in various forms. I am open to love in various forms. I like that. All right, I'm going to get one more here. That one did just fall out of the deck. Uh-oh. Let's try that again. It flew out, but it didn't flip over. So, lastly, what is just one more law of my aunt? What is one more law of my aunt that the listeners of this podcast should embody for this upcoming week? All right, let's cut. Okay, and we have one in reverse this time, and it says, I care for the earth. Okay. So, first with, I am open to love in various forms. I think that this definitely relates to our tarot reading. In order for us to be able to, you know, improve on our lives and our well-being, we need to be able to, one, love ourselves, right? And two, also be able to receive love from others. But what I also want to mention is that we need to be able to recognize what love is in those different forms, right? So we need to recognize the different ways that our partner may express love to us. We need to be we need to recognize the different ways that the universe expresses love to us, right? Different ways that our family members or our friends may express love to us. And when we see the different ways that people show love and the different ways that we need love, right? That will allow us to be able to receive that love in a healthy way. So I would encourage you guys to evaluate what your love languages are, and see if you are speaking those love languages to yourself. See if your behaviors are matching with what your love languages are. And if you need to engage in different actions to follow suit with your type of love and the way that you receive love, I forgot my thought, goodness gracious, but anyway, if you know the different ways that you receive love and that you need to receive love, that is going to assist you with reigniting that passion that's in you as well, and getting that Knight of Staffs energy back into you. Because a lot of times we can't even, get that energy when we aren't feeling loved, when we aren't feeling appreciated and things like that. And then with this I Care for the Earth card in reverse, I think that it's a lot deeper, or it's greater than just caring for, the physical place that we dwell with this planet, right? But it's also taking care of all aspects of the earth. So as above, so below. And you are also a part of the earth. Your family, your friends are also a part of the earth. Your pets, your home, all these things, they're all a part of the earth. They're all a part of your own personal world. So in order for us to be able to truly manage, what it is that we are trying to grow, we need to be taking care of it all. So, I am encouraging you guys to definitely take these steps to truly get yourself recalibrated, get yourself realigned with your purpose, with your passions, so that you can take care of yourself, so that you can make better choices for yourself, and so that you can have a clear, idea of where it is that you want to go moving forward, so that you can ultimately bring this truce and this peace back into your life. So I definitely hope that this message resonated. I apologize at any times that I was unclear or, had my thought kind of get away from me. But I definitely want to thank you all for listening out. And like I said, I definitely hope that it resonates with you. We're just going to do a final takeaway, and then you guys are free to go. Okay. This was your first episode of the new season of Tarot Talk Therapy. And like I said, it was a great, great time being back. I definitely loved it, and I will definitely keep it up. So I definitely hope that you guys come back, and I will be here with you. So again, I definitely hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and I will be back with you in a little bit.
Thank you for listening to Tarot Talk Therapy with Mama Tano. Be sure to tune in again next week for more therapy and collective oracle readings. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know by liking, subscribing, sharing, in any order or combination, whatever you'd like. And I appreciate your support so, so very much. Peace.